Last season, NBC pulled the plug rather suddenly on Homicide: Life on the Street, giving executive producer Tom Fontana and his colleagues little time to put together an actual final episode. The network is making up for it Sunday night with a two-hour movie which brings back every major cast member who's ever appeared on the show. Before we hear TV critic David Bianculli's review, let's hear from one of Homicide's stars, Andre Brouwer, who plays Detective Frank Pemberton. Brouwer's early training was as a Shakespearean actor. I spoke to Brouwer in January of 1995.
The way that a Shakespearean character uses English is different than the way a contemporary detective speaks. What can you learn from Shakespeare that you can apply to contemporary film and television in terms of speech? I don't mean making speeches, intonation.
All of that work came to me from the Juilliard School. Breaking up the sentences into understandable parts and putting them back together again. The pure technique of speaking in order to be understood through complex thoughts was taught to me at the Juilliard School. Shakespeare, of course, his thoughts are quite long and quite expressive and quite complex. And the actor is forced to think through the line from beginning to end. And it as opposed to modern speech, modern, I guess you could call it that. It's not broken down into short fragments, but rather longer and more subtle thoughts. So consequently, when I go over to Homicide, when I get a long sentence, I break it down into its component parts, and I use the entire sentence, you know.
Is there any way I could get you to take a line from Shakespeare or to take a long sentence from Homicide and show us how you break it down and how you actually analyze that line before delivering it?
I don't have a script in front of me. Let me think. So we're looking for a van that, I can't remember the line. We're looking for a van that does not exist, which carried kidnappers who never lived, which did not abscond with U.S. congressmen, and then didn't drop them off here. So the line, I think I got the line. So we're looking for a van which does not exist, which carried kidnappers who never lived, which did not abscond with a U.S. congressman and then didn't drop them off here, I guess, is what the other character responds. Now, that's a that's a long and complicated thought, which you typically don't get. Typically, it's like, where is this guy? Or these kidnappers don't exist, or some smaller thought. And I relish the idea of taking a long thought, breaking it down to its component parts, putting it back together again, and being able to deliver it in one breath from beginning to end and have it end up sounding like a question that I actually asked and have made my own rather than sounding like a newspaper clipping or something to that effect.
You said before you loved Shakespeare even when you were young. What did you find when you were young in Shakespeare? A lot of young people don't like Shakespeare because it's such a different period and because the language can be very difficult to understand compared to contemporary writing.
This is my impression, that if your vocabulary is limited, then your thoughts are limited. And I'm not a man who wants to be limited, and I found something really, really beautiful in Shakespeare, something very spiritual and lovely in Shakespeare, and I'm not willing to give it up. I'd like to feel the kinds of feelings that Laertes feels upon hearing about the death of his sister, you know, or when he sees his sister mad with flowers in her hair and talking outrageous gibberish and acting with an incredible kind of sexual license that he's never seen her act with, he says simply, "Oh God, do you see this?" Now, a lot of people would say, what's wrong with her? Let's get her to a doctor. They try to solve the problem. They do a lot of different things. But Laertes is a very spiritual man. And he looks up and he says, "Oh, God, do you see this?" It's a crime against nature in a certain way, you know. And his strange love for his sister is expressed in this way. And it can't be beat. It can't be beat by cop shows, and it can't be beat by the most interesting kind of television drama. Shakespeare lives, and his characters express the deepest parts of themselves. Pemberton doesn't express the deepest part of himself. You know, there's so many chameleon-like layers and aspects to Pemberton's behavior and his speech and his relationships with everyone else. But in Shakespeare, I find the opportunity to really glimpse the most elemental and human part of a person.
Andre Brouwer, recorded in 1995. You can see him Sunday night on Homicide, the movie.